And millennial pause. Wait, one, two, three. We don't have to clap anymore.
Yeah, thank God. Right.
Hey, everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I guess it's going to be Buddha and the Beast. I just really want to talk about, we just watched The Marvels.
And I loved it.
We really loved it, yes. I guess if this is going to be a separate video, I'm Jay, this is M.
Oh, yeah, we got to start over.
Yeah, we have to start over. And yeah, we're okay, so... The Marvels. I used to do a podcast called Movie Addicts Anonymous. I have some episodes on here, actually, on the channel. We would just kind of pick, like, a few things and topics of the movie and talk about. I'm really confused as to why everyone hated it.
Yeah, me too. I'm, like, scrolling through Reddit, and majority of people that don't like the movie don't like Monica, which is, like, really shitty, because, like, I think Monica's a really good character.
Me too. And I think, really liked her from WandaVision.
Yeah, and I think her backstory is good.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
We'll say that. Yeah, it's really weird. So that's basically what they're saying. Are people, like, upset about Carol? Or Captain Marvel?
Not that I've seen so far.
Yeah. Hold on. Okay. Well, let's see. So let's just go over the stats of the movie real quick. So this movie came out November 10th,
2023. My B-day.
Really? Oh, yeah. It was your birthday. And we didn't end up going, right? Or something?
Yeah.
So this movie cost $220 million to make, which the budget, I can see where the budget went. The CGI was good.
Yeah.
And, like, the sets, because a lot of it you could see was, like, practical, like, creating that, like, Aladdin set, the musical place was wild. Yeah,
I loved that.
Opening weekend, it made $46,000. Oh, no, $46 million, sorry. Thousand.
Damn.
And worldwide gross was 206. Betty, stop. So it cost them $220 million to make, and they've only made $206. Mm. And it probably actually cost them, like, $250, $260, because, like, that's not including, like, advertising, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was definitely a flop, is why, I mean, for just box office numbers.
Yeah.
Like, flops don't mean it's a bad movie. It just means for some reason people didn't see it. And I don't know.
The other thing, too, is that people are saying, and things that I've thought too, is that it's a three woman lead with two non-white people.
Yes. So that's what I'm feeling. It feels to me like it's the South Park joke.
Yeah.
Like, put a chick in it.
Yeah.
And make her black or whatever. Yeah. Or make her gay. Because that's what they did. Like, they had Captain Marvel and they're like, she's not good enough to give a sequel to, so let's add two women of color with her. That's what it could feel like from the outside looking in.
Yeah.
But, like, me, I'm connected to all the characters, so it makes sense.
Like, it all makes sense. I haven't even seen Miss Marvel, and I mean, like, I know the backstory to it.
Yeah. So,
like, it makes sense. It all meshes really well together. I think that people are just being annoying.
Yeah, they really are.
Because, like, the comedic relief was perfect. The emotional scenes were perfect. It wasn't too funny. It wasn't too emotional. And the action scenes were good, too. So I don't know why it didn't do well.
I don't know. Is this working? I was trying to see if I could do... I'm switching.
You have to change your mic to the headphones. Because I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for some reason it's not letting me I just paused it. It's not letting me change my mic, but whatever. Okay. All right. So I used to do a little segment that I think we should bring back, is, like, box office predictions about, like, upcoming box office for the next week. Then we have to do a podcast next week and see who wins. Do you know what's coming out?
No. Are we talking just Marvel or, like...
No, just, like, the next movie that, like, the big movie that's going to come out next week. It's going to be our first segment, box office predictions. Wait, I need to get a drink.
Oh.
Horrible.
There's a horror movie coming out tomorrow, but the big one that's coming out on Valentine's Day is the Bob Marley movie.
Ooh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So, yeah. And Madame Web.
Yeah, Madame Web is also coming out on Valentine's Day.
Argyle's already been out. Okay, so we got to do our predictions of, like, what you think it's going to bring in domestically. So let's give some context, I guess. So what are the... It's Madame Web and Bob Marley.
Madame Web, Bob Marley, What About Love, which is a drama, and Adam the First, which is also a drama.
Okay. So we could make predictions for, like, Bob Marley and Madame Web.
I think that Bob Marley is going to far exceed Madame Web. Just because it's fucking Bob Marley.
Yeah.
So it's going to do really well.
Yeah, so we can rank it. So you said it's Bob Marley. Can you share your screen?
Yeah, how do I do that? Share. Screen.
I want to set up my mics here so I can have good podcast mics. Yeah. Ooh, I can see it. Okay. So these are the movies that are coming out. Should we rank them? Go back to the list of them.
So of the February 14th ones?
Yeah, because they're all... Yeah, let's just do the ones that are coming out on Valentine's.
Yeah, I think that...
Okay, Bob so Marley... You think Bob Marley's going to win?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that definitely makes sense. And then Madame Web. Mm-hmm. And then the other two, I don't know, David Duchovny and Sharon Stone. Who's bigger? Like,
I think Sharon Stone.
Okay, so in that order then, I guess. Or no, besides Bob Marley up.
Yeah, just switch these two.
All right, so how much do you think it's going to make domestically? So, like, what's another biopic that recently came out that would compare, like, Elvis?
Yeah, Elvis.
All right, Elvis box office was 288 million. Wait, box. But I want to know, like, domestic.
151 million in the United States and Canada.
Okay, so, but opening weekend.
Oh.
It got 31 million. I got 31.2 million. And then, like, Venom 2 box office opening weekend. Was 90. So Venom 2, which would be, I guess, like the one that was before Madame Web, because it's in that universe,
mm-hmm.
would be made 90 million.
When did that come out, Venom?
I'd have to pull up IMDb.
And Elvis made 21. What did you
say? Elvis was 30 million. Okay, so it's whoever's like closest. I don't know. This really hard. I would
think Bob Marley is gonna do like 53.
Okay, 53. I'm gonna go Bob Marley doing 40. So I'm lower than you. And then Madame Web, I think, is gonna do like, I don't know, because Sydney Sweeney's in it and she's kind of big, yeah, right?
I think that it is gonna do pretty well.
I'm gonna say, but this is only opening weekend domestically.
Yeah.
I would say I'm gonna go 70 million.
You're gonna go that high?
Yeah, I'm gonna go high. Wait, let me write it in the notes so we can remember for next time. Okay, so I said Madame Web 70 million. What do you say?
I'll say
Dylan says 112.
Oh, geez, your
off-screen producer says 112. Okay,
I'm gonna say 58.
Okay. 58. And then for Bob Marley. Wait, I don't remember what I said. Oh, 86. All right. So. All right. So what did you say for Bob Marley?
53.
And then I said 40. Okay. All right. So we'll see who wins next week. And when we record that podcast. And then I guess the winner gets to guess last. So, like, so you can, like, fuck people over if, like, I say, like, 50 million, you could be, like, 51 million.
Yeah. <when it's> yeah.
okay. That's a little fun game, so we'll see. Okay, you can take that away now, I guess. I don't know how to...
Take it away.
Take it away. Betty. Binks. The cat is like inside a box.
I can hear it.
What is he doing? Binks, I'm recording a podcast.
You're yelling.
He's being okay. So let's talk about our topics. I don't know what to call them. Like little like I used to call them movie chips, like stuff we wanted to talk about the movie. What do we do it related to Buddha and the Beast? I don't know. Our Buddhas? Beast? Speaking of beast, that's my first BB. Whoa. Yeah, it's really hard to say. We could also make it different for everything it is, like everything we watch. So, like for the Marvel, it could be like a bangle, my first bangle.
Yeah, I like that. I like
Yeah.
that idea. But it
We
is
could
down.
like change it for whatever we watch.
Yeah.
My first bangle is let's just jump to the end, shall we? That's the
I'm
first
gonna
thing I want to
go
talk
straight
about.
to the beginning.
X-Men, we see X-Men Beast.
So
Real quick. So
excited.
it was
I got
Kelsey
chills.
Grammer, Frasier. So he's from X3. So we're definitely in that universe. You can see the X, like they're in the
Yes.
basement of the X mansion.
I got chills. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And I think I don't remember like what her name is in the post credit scene, but she
Maria.
but like what she who she's playing as, I think there's like
Oh.
a name for her. Like she has a specific name in the console. She's pretty much like the Captain Marvel of their universe, which I'm really excited about. So that has so many implications. That's so amazing that we get the X-Men in like the MCU now officially. It's so
Yep.
cool. What's your bangle?
I have a few, but like the first one was just
Yeah.
like the initial seeing them switch
Yeah, that first battle.
and everyone like being
Yeah.
like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, that was
And
wild.
I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Like,
And it's, yeah, it was like hard to keep up with it, but it's like so cool. It kept keep you on the edge of your like seat because you never felt like ahead of the movie. Like
yeah.
it was always like you were like wondering what was gonna happen next, which is
Yeah,
cool.
you're like, oh shit. Like, and
Yeah,
then her
so
falling out of the sky and Monica not being able to catch her, and
I know
then
that was
switching at
wild.
the last second.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was like definitely the best like action scene of the movie, I think.
Yeah.
That beginning one, it was really cool. Really got you engaged, and then you wanted to like finish out. And it got to the point where I was like, it was sad when they lost their entanglement. It
Yeah.
was annoying in the beginning, and then she's like, "Oh,"
Yeah.
she's like, "Well, I guess that's good."
And they like really harnessed it and like learned how to use it to their advantage and
Yeah, Betty and Bangs, the dog and cat like play all the time, and he's always like swatting at her. You're gonna hurt her. You're gonna get her in the eye with your claw. Okay.
the other one of my favorite parts of the movie was
Yeah.
when the alien cats are eating the crew to fit them on the small ship to get them out.
Oh, yes. That is so fierce. Yeah, and like the music that's playing is amazing. The
Stop
soundtrack of this movie is so
yelling,
good.
let them eat you.
Yeah, and then like the over what's it called? The overhead thing. Like what is that when you can hear things in a store? Hey.
Oh, the like PA system.
Yeah, the PA system, like the speakers you can hear, they're like, yes, let them take you. Stop. Yeah, they kept going, stop running.
Stop running, let them eat you.
Yeah, that's so good. It was amazing.
They're just
I
scooping
just
them up.
my another bangle I have is I love how just unserious the movie is.
Yes, it's
It really
so hilarious. I loved all of the comedic relief.
Yeah. Like it's just so weird and out there, and they're just like in the middle of a Bollywood movie, which is really
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah,
Like
that's another one is the whole fucking planet where all they do is sing, but it's in English, but they can't understand you unless you're singing.
yeah, I know that's so weird. Like you, she goes, that one doesn't have to sing. He's like, he's bilingual. You
He's
have
bilingual, but it's
to learn
English,
how to
just
not sing.
yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So great.
Yeah, I love all the different planets are pretty cool. So they took the water from Aladna, and then the air was from the Skrulls, mm-hmm. the Skrull planet. That was a cool scene too, of like fighting on the Skrull planet and like Miss Marvel like learning the lesson of wanting to save everyone. But they say they saved less than Gale. Or no, more than Gale.
More than Gale.
Gale and the Hunger Games saved 10% of District 12.
The other thing I was thinking is like, okay, she went and fixed it on Hala. She got them the sun back. They had their air and their water. But you're just going to leave the collapsed Skrull planet that might have people on it. And also, what is it, Aladna?
Yeah.
You're just going to leave them?
So, yeah, because so another bangle is that we see what's her name? Is it Pegasus? I can't remember. From Thor movies.
Yeah, and she takes all the Skrulls that they rescued.
No, that's not her name. Hold on, I need to look it up. It's like bugging me. Ragnarok. Have you seen Thor Ragnarok? I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Valkyrie. I don't know why I kept calling her that, but her name is Valkyrie, the new leader of Asgard.
Valkyrie are very different.
I know. Well, it's because she like rides a horse, a flying horse.
Let me look up Thor Ragnarok.
And so Valkyrie became the new leader of Asgard, and she's like the king of Asgard. And so she took all of the Skrulls, but what happened to the Aladnians or whatever?
Yeah, like, because their planet was okay, but it just didn't have any water, so eventually it's not going to be okay. You're just going to leave them like that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe that's something Captain Marvel's going to be doing while Earth is in peril. Like, I don't know. I guess, yeah, they had to sacrifice the planets.
Sacrifice themselves.
The planets sacrificed themselves.
Yes, I did see Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, I love that movie. That was good. That was the one when he was, like, fighting Hulk in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did like that one, even though I don't like Thor.
Oh, yeah. But that was the best Thor, though. The other kind of sucked.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think that's pretty much we covered everything. Oh, and then the Young Avengers. That's cool. Young Avengers.
Super exciting. Kate Bishop. Oh, I am really excited for that.
And that's a lot of people's gripe with these movies, that it's just setting up other movies. But I think that's cool. I don't think they did too much of that in this one. It works. Just adding like little Easter eggs like that's not a big deal.
I love little Easter eggs. Like, it makes it exciting and it makes it more like engaging. It makes it like you're excited for the next thing to come out, and to see other things and other characters. I like how it's all connected. Like, I think that's super cool.
Yeah. And it works really good. And it's like, I think it does affect some of the movies though. Mm-hmm. Where, like, the overall, like, the producers come in and, like, have to change things last minute and be like, that doesn't work for this movie and this storyline. And that's why I kind of like these new Marvel spotlights where they're going to be like, you can kind of do whatever and it's not fully canon. Like, it's just its own thing. So that'll be interesting. But the way they did it in this movie wasn't bad. Like, it felt pretty natural.
Yeah.
That, like, that was just a cool thing at the end, which I still don't understand at the end when Monica sacrifices herself and goes into the wormhole to close it, but she uses her powers and just like grabs the sides and
why couldn't you do that from the outside?
Just do it from your universe. It's like, the same exact thing. Like, they didn't explain why. She's like, I have to go to the other side and do it.
Yeah.
And so, oh, you know what we completely even forgot to mention is the villain. That's how forgettable.
She's so stupid. That is one thing that was stupid, is like, she just disintegrates. Yeah. Like, they didn't really do anything to like kill this villain. Like,
The villains in a lot of the Marvel movies aren't great because it's more about the heroes.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't get a really truly great villain until Thanos.
Yeah, Thanos was a really good villain.
Have you seen a Spider-Man Homecoming?
No, I have to watch the Spider-Man movies.
Ooh, we got to do reactions to them because the villain in that is really good too. Like, he's up there with a good villain, like with Thanos. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of the downfall of a lot of the movies, is that they don't really flesh out the villains. Because I just didn't feel connected to her at all. Like, maybe if we had gotten a Captain Marvel 2 before this, maybe yeah. that would have been a better... I think they were gonna do that, and then, like, COVID happened and shit, and everything got fucked up. But I'm assuming the original plan was, like, Captain Marvel 2, and it showed her go destroy the AI and, like, really yeah. like, live in Hala and feel the planet's death. Because we just didn't have any connection to Hala, really. So I didn't care that their planet was dying.
Yeah, I didn't care that a whole planet was dying. Like, I didn't give a single flying fuck.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It just didn't... And so I think that's why we didn't, like, the villain wasn't able to connect with, really.
Yeah.
It just seemed, like, forced. Like, she's just out of nowhere. Hates Captain Marvel. Like, oh.
Yeah. And then you get, like, a little bit of an explanation of a backstory, but, like, not any connection to it. Like, you're like, okay, yeah. so that's what happened, but, like...
Yeah, so that's what that kind of sucks, because I think they should have... There's 30-year gap between the movies, yeah. so, like, they could have had a second movie in there. Maybe we'll get a third movie that's, like, a flashback. But I still don't know. I don't know. Wouldn't want that now. Like, I think it would have been
yeah.
in the other order.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, overall, I really liked it. What Me would too. You... rank it out of 10?
Like a 6.5.
A 6.5.
Maybe, no, maybe I'm gonna go with a 7.
7 out of 10. Dylan says 7 out of 10. I think this movie, for like, I guess I kind of agree. I'm gonna do, just to be different, a 6.9. Because like,
okay, 6.
Like, it's pretty much a 7, but like, I wanted to see a 6 in there.
A 6 and a 9 together.
Yeah, 69. That's what mm-hmm. I give the Marvels.
Yeah.
Which is still above average. It's almost 2 points above average.
Yeah.
Because I would say, like, a 5 movie is not terrible.
Yeah.
It's just like an average movie. So I think it's better than that. Like, there are some, like, 5 movies. Like, Thor 1. Or no, not Thor 1. But Thor 2 is definitely, like, a mid. Maybe even a 4. So this is way better than that. Oh, yeah. And then we have to do the segment. We should bring this back to the In Our Wettest Dreams. And then I have a jingle. It's like, In Our Wettest
Dreams. In my head already.
Because you have to do the moan.
Yeah.
So we do fuck, marry, kill out of the top 3. Also, who was like the hottest in the film for okay, me?
Well, we can't do it for the high school student. So,
well, yeah, they all have to be of legal age of the hot people, which someone left a comment being like, it's disrespectful to talk about hotness. I'm like, oh, these bitches are like starving themselves and working out. They want to be objectified. Yeah.
Brie Larson looked like unhealthily skinny in this movie.
Yeah. She's not doing it for me.
Yeah.
For like, me
in the past ones, like, yes, but she looks like unhealthily skinny in this one.
Yeah, she really does. For me, it's definitely like the Aladdin King.
Yeah, we could put him in there.
He's so cute. He's definitely the hottest. Who was your wet dream of the movie?
Monica.
Ooh, really?
Yeah,
she is really hot.
Yeah.
I
think she's honestly more cute than hot.
Yeah. So, fuck, marry, kill, the top build. Captain Marvel, Monica, and Miss Marvel.
No.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, we have to kill the minor, you know?
Yeah, obviously.
You can't fuck or marry her.
Right.
But I don't think killing's better either. So, let's just do the fourth build. Let's do... Captain Marvel, Monica, and Nick Fury.
Okay.
Because that makes it less creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so fuck, marry, kill. Ooh, this is really hard. Okay. So I would definitely marry Nick Fury, because in Secret Wars, you, like, met his wife. And I would love to be his wife. He's, like, super protective, and he's, like, powerful. I would kill Captain Marvel and fuck Monica.
Damn.
Like, sorry, Captain Marvel. I mean, she's great, but I don't know how I would kill her.
I think I would have to, unfortunately, kill Nick Fury.
Yeah.
And I'd fuck Captain Marvel and marry Monica.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like this is
between, like, the prince, like the guy that Miss Marvel married, or Captain Marvel married.
Oh, yeah.
I would kill Captain Marvel, marry Monica, and fuck him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he was hot.
Yeah, but Nick Fury, I'm sorry, I can't fuck or marry him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just dead. Yeah. I love Nick Fury. But
I know, I do love him too, but I can't love him that much. Yeah, but I
mean, if you have to, that's the point of the game. This is a wild game, though.
It is.
Like, do they have a movie like Fuck, Marry, Kill, where, like, people
Yeah, I think it's a, I think, it, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I want to watch that. Yeah, his name is Park Seo-joon. Park Seo-joon, who played the prince. He's Gorjean.
Yeah, he is a very pretty boy.
He is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th build. So it's not far down. He made pretty good money as a prince. Okay. And then I think that's all the segments.
I still think that the alien cats are, like, one of the best parts of the movie.
Yeah, the alien cats were the best part.
So good.
Are there any other segments you think we should talk about, like a movie?
The games are fun. Should think of, like, another, like, game that we could do.
Yeah, I want to think of other, like, games and segments. Like, we could learn, like, trivia. There's, like, trivia on here, I think. Wait.
Oh, yeah, we could look up some trivia questions and try. Like,
yeah.
Can we, like, insert, like, a little poll, like, a game poll that we could actually do?
You could, yeah. Try to, like, look it up. I don't know how I shared it. Wait, what would it be? Yeah, I can't believe the Marvels only made $206
million. $206 million is so much money, but, like, in the scheme of, like, how much they spent.
Yeah, they lost millions. Which really sucks. There's, like, well, any of these questions. That would be hard.
Yeah, there's not really any good trivia questions for this movie.
Yeah.
Any good ones, they're, like, very, like, deep cut, like, comic book nerd people that, which are, like, good trivia questions, but, like, you have to really know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that much. I mean, I know some things, but, like, let's see the other stats of the movie. Oh, wait. Hold on. I have to pee.
I played waiting music.
I wonder if we could do, like, a blooper reel section, too, because I love movie bloopers.
Oh, if they have some somewhere?
Yeah.
What we should do, a separate video of, like, ranking the Marvel films that you've seen so far.
Mm-hmm.
And fill out the whole list.
I don't see any bloopers.
Because, like, so what movies have you seen? You've seen all the Guardians?
Yes. I've seen
all the Avengers?
I think so. Doctor Strange, I've seen, like, or no, not Doctor Strange. The multiverse, multitude fucking madness, whatever it's called.
Did you see Doctor Strange 1?
No. Ant-Man, the Quantumania.
And Ant-Man 3. Yeah. And then, oh my god, WandaVision.
WandaVision, Loki.
Hawkeye. Echo. You've seen a lot of them.
I have. All in the past, like, year.
Echo. What did we just watch? Oh, the Marvels. Okay, so the and Captain Marvel 1.
Captain Marvel, yeah.
Is this working? Sharing?
I need to make my screen bigger.
Can you see the left? No. How the fuck doesn't that work? Share. Yeah, it won't let me do it. Whatever. Okay. So I have Guardians, all the Avengers, Doctor Strange, 2, Ant-Man 3, WandaVision, Loki, Hawkeye, Echo, Captain Marvel, the Marvels.
I feel like...
Wait, you've seen all the Thors?
I think I've seen all the Thors, yeah. Why are you being weird on Disney Plus?
Have you seen any of the Captain Marvels? I mean, Captain America's?
No.
Iron Man's?
Yes.
All of them?
Yes. Hulk, like, not any new ones, but...
There's only one Hulk.
Okay, then that's the only one I've seen. I thought there was... Oh, I guess it's, like, just in the Avengers.
I think that's it.
Yeah, the only Spider-Man I've seen is, like, before... Like, the really old Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know if we should count that. Yeah, because that's technically... I mean, I guess it is technically MCU canon now.
Oh, I've seen Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah, and those are MCU canon now. There's so many MCU titles technically now because they're all together.
I've seen the first Deadpool, the early X-Men movies.
The X-Men movies are amazing.
So good. I was trying to watch them, but I can't find, like, all of them. Oh, Fantastic Four, I've seen.
Which one? They made a couple iterations.
I've seen Rise of the Silver Surfer and...
Did you see, like, the newer one that came out just, like, a few years ago that everyone hated?
No.
Okay, so I haven't been writing these down. Hold on. So you saw the first three X-Men. You saw the first three Spider-Man. It's where they just titled them 1, 2, and 3, the Spider-Mans. Did you see the ones with Andrew Garfield?
Yeah.
You did? Okay. So that's Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh. Maybe I haven't seen those ones.
The Amazing Spider-Mans?
I don't think so.
So those we could also do.
Yeah, no, I have not seen those.
We'll have to make this channel just ranking every single MCU property, and the ones you haven't seen we have to watch. What about X-Men, like, Days of Future Past or any of the other ones, or was it just the main three?
I don't remember. It's been so long.
Yeah, so we just have to do those. So far, that's 29 things I have on here.
Whoa.
Wait, so there was other ones you said, too.
Fantastic Fours.
Wait, how do I... Can I make a note, like, shareable to you?
Like, from notes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's add a link?
Right click it.
Oh, okay, cool. Sent it to you that way. So this is what I have so far on here when you can see it. And I don't know how to share that to the thing.
GOG.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I guess T.
Well, I can see you actively typing on it.
I know, isn't that weird? Is there any way... Wait, can you share this to the thing?
Yeah.
For some reason, it won't let me share. This is really annoying.
Is it sharing?
No.
Hmm.
That's weird that it worked before.
Yeah, I'm, like, doing the same process.
Wait, do it again. I think I might have been doing something.
I just did it.
Oh, never mind. Can it only be, like, a Chrome tab?
I guess, because when I try to do a Chrome tab, it's working.
Oh, yeah, look, you can see that. We each have it. What? But it won't just do... But it's giving you the option.
Yeah, it's like showing me an option to do it. And it won't let me share my entire screen either.
Yeah, that is really weird. I wonder if it's like a higher thing I have to pay for, because I just paid for like the minimum one for this. Yeah. That's probably the only way to do that, which is stupid. But you can see this, right? The note?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll just Screen record, yeah. Screenshot. Record selected. All right, so can you think of any other ones?
I don't think so.
So how would you rank these?
It's hard because some of them I just don't remember. And, but even though sometimes, some of them that I don't remember, it's like, I know it was such a big part of my childhood.
Yeah.
So I do remember that.
This is how I would rate the Game of Thrones. I mean, Game of Thrones. The Guardians of the Galaxy. 3, 2, and 1 being number one. Like, out of all of these, which one do you think is the best? Number one.
Out of all of them?
Yeah.
Guardians 3.
Okay. So Guardians 3 is up there. I think, like, Infinity War could go to number 2.
And I just don't remember which one was which on those.
So Infinity War is when they all die at the end. Like, they get dusted.
Okay.
And yeah, then,
that was a pretty good one.
And then it's Endgame.
And Infinity War is when Wanda has to kill Vision.
Yeah. Yeah, Infinity War is when Wanda has to kill Vision.
Yeah.
Oops. I can't
remember this. And then I'm gonna say, oh fuck. I think Loki is under Guardians of the Galaxy for me.
Loki is like above Infinity War?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
And I think that WandaVision is underneath that, number 3.
Yeah, I mean, out of this list, definitely WandaVision. Okay. And then this is hard.
So then I think I don't remember which Iron Man is which, but Iron Man is up high on the list for me also.
Okay. Yeah, I think Iron Man. But then yeah, you can't, but you don't remember each individual Iron Man. Do you remember all of the other ones?
No, because it's been so long that I've like seen them.
Okay, so we're gonna have to rewatch those too. This whole channel is just like you catching up on all the MCU.
Yeah. And then I also don't remember the differences between X-Men's, but X-Men is up high for me also.
Yeah, so we'll just do, I think. Okay, so yeah. Because X-Men 1 is definitely going to be better than. I'm going to put it here.
And I think I do love Hulk, but I think Hulk is going to stay lower. I think Hulk beats Thor.
This is. Okay. So then, I think these are all good down to X-Men. Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Avengers 1. Okay, Avengers 2. Oh, wait, I gotta get rid of this. Avengers 2 is not after Avengers 1. After Avengers 1, I would say Doctor Strange 2.
It was a good one. I think the original Spider-Man is higher on the list also.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would go under here.
Do you remember I don't know.
2 or 3? 3 is when Venom comes in.
I don't remember it, and I don't know if I've seen it.
So those will have to be watched too. What about X-Men 2 and 3?
I don't know the differences between.
X2 is so good. I would love to rewatch those. That would be fun.
Jessica Jones goes before Thor. I think Thor Ragnarok was good. So maybe under that.
Yeah, but I would say. Wait, what about Endgame? I feel like Endgame goes a little higher.
Yeah.
I would say Endgame goes after X-Men.
I don't know if I like Echo or Hawkeye more.
That is a really tough one. Echo or Hawkeye.
I think I like. Fuck, that's so hard.
I like them for different reasons.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's so hard to rank these, because they're so different.
Yeah.
But after Spider-Man 1, I would put, out of all of these, Captain Marvel?
Or do you I think I like the Marvels better than Captain Marvel.
What's better than Captain Marvel?
The Marvels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too.
And I think Captain Marvel is lower for me on the list.
Yeah, me too. Like, okay, so I think... do you think the Marvels goes here, or is it below the series? Because I think Jessica Jones is here.
Yeah, I think Jessica Jones is there too. I think Captain Marvel goes below Echo.
Do you think after Jessica Jones it goes the Marvels, or do you think any of these are better than the Marvels? You don't remember the Thors, you remember Thor Ragnarok. Do you remember Thor 1 and 2?
What were they?
Thor 2 was like, I don't even remember. It was really bad, like Dark World. It was just called. And then Thor 1 was good. That was with like Kat Dennings from Two Broke Girls. And
I don't remember.
Okay, so we'll take them out. But Thor Ragnarok's the most important one. And Thor Ragnarok goes up to like, for me personally, it's before Endgame.
I wouldn't say that.
Where would you put it? I also think Avengers 1 is before Guardians 2.
Really?
Just because Guardians 2, Avengers is just like more important. It was the first big team up. It was like so big, like, but it might just be my nostalgia for it.
Yeah. I love the Guardians a lot.
But I like Guardians 1 and 3 really good. 2 is good as well. But
I love all of the Guardians a lot.
They're all good. Mm. So yeah, where would you put... What was I asking? Oh yeah, Thor 3. After Jessica Jones? Or is the Marvels better, you think?
I think the Marvels is better.
Really? People online are going to be pissed about this list. But I can agree. But I don't think it's better than Captain Marvel.
No. Like, Thor is better than Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, do you think the Echo and Hawkeye series are better than Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
Hot guy? Okay.
I think that Captain Marvel is going to go lower. I think it's going to go right above Hulk, because I think Avengers and Ant-Man 3 were better.
Okay, yeah. So, but which one's better out of Avengers and Ant-Man 3?
What was the second Avengers one?
It was Ultron.
The one where, like, Hulk is swinging Loki?
No, that's the first one.
That's the first one?
The second one is Ultron, and it's like he's like an evil robot, and we get introduced to Wanda, Scarlet Witch. And her brother, and he dies. Like, the speedster dies.
No.
Do you think Ant-Man's better?
I think Ant-Man's better.
And then Avengers. And then you think Hulk's worse than Captain Marvel?
Like, the OG. Oh, yeah. We already established that there's only one.
Yeah. I mean, there was a second one, but it's not MCU canon.
I think so, because I just can't stand the actor.
Yeah. Yes. So, I agree with that. So, this is the list. I keep saying Game of Thrones. Guardians of the Galaxy. The abbreviation's fucking me up. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is number one, and Hulk is the last. So that's 20. You've seen 21, and we'll add to it. Wait, can you Google how many there are? Like, how many Marvel properties are there at this point?
33 films.
Yeah, 33 films, but then... How many shows?
29. 12. Oh my god, what?
I don't know. There's really... I think people have lost track because now they're...
Yeah.
And the old Spider-Man's going.
Yeah, it's just so confusing. There's so
many. We'll just go through all of them and see what we end up as a number.
Yeah.
And so every time we do the podcast talking about it, we can add to that ranking. And we'll put it in there. And that can be a segment too.
Yeah.
Like, ranking all of the MCU. I wonder what people are going to think about that. They're gonna hate us. I could actually do like there's a app you can download, and we could do that. And you create your list there. What is it called? I don't even know where I saved it. All right. Overall, it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
What movie do you want to do next? So you get to choose, because I chose this one, and we do like every other.
Are we doing like all Marvel? What are we doing?
We don't have to. I mean, we could to keep like finishing out.
Let me see what's on my
to keep list. Finishing out that, but we don't. Like, my picks are probably going to be all Marvel, so then you could do other picks. But it should be something that either you haven't seen or I haven't seen. So it could be something you've seen but I haven't.
We could do Solo, the Han Solo movie, because I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it either.
For Star Wars, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only movie that I haven't seen for Star Wars.
Okay, yeah, that'd be cool. So what we can do is, like, we can just watch. So we can either do a reaction, or we can just watch on our own times and just do a podcast about it. Because we have other stuff to react to, right?
Yeah.
Like we have to do the new Hunger Games.
I can't wait to do that, too. I'm so excited for that.
The new Hunger Games. And I want to do, like, breaking down a Miley album.
Yes. Both things I'm so excited for.
And I want to react to Renee Rapp.
Yeah.
Or Snow yeah. Angel album.
Yes.
So the reaction. So we'll have plenty of like other reactions. So yeah. So we should just watch the Solo movie.
An American Horror Story is coming back out.
An American Horror Story.
I thought I told you it.
Yeah. So yeah. So that's what we'll do. We will watch Solo. And take notes. And I'll write down all the stuff about it. All right. Until next time. Oh, let us know what you guys thought in the comments.
Yeah. Bye. I'm scared, but whatever. I don't care. It's my opinion.
Yeah. Her opinion. Bye.